Well, summer's finally here, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
It is.
It's great to have you here on Friday, as we often do, mostly. Have you here talking about what's happening in sports or what's not happening in sports. NFL did their draft, even though there's a work stoppage looming. Appears the NBA is going to do the same thing with their draft, even though there's a work stoppage looming, which raises a curious problem for all of us here this summer. We have to figure out what to focus on. Sports-wise, if the NBA goes away and the NFL doesn't actually have a season, you got any suggestions?
Well, yeah, we do have some ideas about what we could be looking at.
You got a big smile on your face. Are these going to be serious suggestions, or am I going to feel bad at the end of this segment?
No. These are totally serious. I mean, especially the first one is if you have a team, if you're over 16 years old,
right,
and you have a dodgeball team, this summer is the National Dodgeball Championships in Las Vegas.
Now, this isn't just the Ben Stiller movie. This is an actual championship.
No, this is the real deal. They have like five or six different divisions. The one I'm most interested in is the dreaded stinger division, open stinger. And that means you can have any amount of players. And you have four balls that are like the 8.5-inch balls, but then you have the one ball, two balls that are 5-inch balls. These things hurt.
Oh, so they kind of raise the stakes, make it a little more extreme. Exactly. Do we have some audio to play here?
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
And, of course, from the movie, Rip Torn's immortal performance in the movie Dodgeball. So will you be watching it's August 12th through the 14th?
Correct. Right?
And what do you win if you actually are the champion at national?
It's a great question. I can't answer that.
I've answered my own question. You're the champion. Period. The end. All right. What's next?
So there's also the speed walking championships.
Oh, you come in here. I'm in a wheelchair. You come in here to talk about speed walking. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Have a nice weekend.
This is a sport where you have to the idea is that one foot must appear to be in contact with the ground at all times. Now, this isn't something.
So there's not even a wheelchair category.
This is not even something that you do. For the money, because the winners of the championships usually net around $30,000. The sixth place finisher maybe gets $3,000. So you're not getting a lot of money. This year at the World Championships for track and field, you're going to have a field that's going to be the 20K, the 50K, and then the marathon. Could you imagine speed walking for a marathon?
I mean, this is a real Olympic sport, right?
It's a real deal. It started in 1908. It used to be called pedestrianism, and now it's called
seriously?
Pedestrianism. That's what it was called. Now it's called race walking, and it's a really serious sport. And you know who dominates?
Who?
The Russians. Men's and women's, the best in the world, are two Russians.
Oh, I could do some Russian accent there, but I'm gonna back away. I'm gonna back away from it. I love the idea that it used to be called pedestrianism. Can you imagine saying that? You know, I'm really into pedestrianism. You know, it's really working for me. All right, final. Or no, actually, we got two more.
Quick.
Well, cycling, of course, that's a real sport, and you love cycling.
Cycling's awesome. This year, the reason why I want to focus on the Tour de France, first of all, Lance Armstrong is not riding in the Tour de France.
Thank goodness.
But this year, what I'm looking for is the 18th stage. It's where the finish is going to be at a summit of a mountain. It'll be the highest finish in Tour history. This is 98 years. This would be the highest finish. So this is going to be a year for climbers. So guys like Alberto Contador, Andy Schleck, this is going to be their year to really show their stuff.
And they don't get to put motors on their bikes.
Yeah, no electric assist.
And if that doesn't work for you, we still got badminton, right?
We have the World Championships of Badminton is in August as well. This is amazing summer.
An amazing summer for sports, alternative sports if the NBA and NFL let us down. Ibrahim, thanks so much.
Hey, good morning.
Have a great weekend.
You too.